About a minute till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Driving in Bryan the other day, I saw the name of a street that it's been that way for a couple of years, but I had never known the story behind why that street was named what it is.
Which one's that?
Well, I'm not going to tell you. We're going to talk about it in the next half hour. Yeah, see, that's what we do. The other thing is neighborhoods in Houston and the surrounding cities, how they got their names. If you ever wondered about Meyerland or Pearland or Baytown or any of those things, we'll tell you about that in the next half hour. Just little stuff.
Very interesting.
Here's our Brazos Valley weather. Same as yesterday. Windy and warm. 82 or so with winds gusting up to 20 miles an hour. Chance of rain, though, kicks in on Thursday for the balance of the week. It's about 70. WTAW, College Station, Bryan.
Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. He did it. Zohar Tsarnaev's own lawyer admits he helped carry out the Boston Marathon bombings, but now it's up to the jury to convict him, starting deliberations today. Fox News Radio's Tanya J. Powers, live in Boston.
Jurors have 30 counts to consider, including gun charges, conspiracy, and using a weapon of mass destruction. 17 of those carry the death penalty. The jury heard detailed instructions from the judge yesterday, as well as closing arguments from the prosecution and defense. Tsarnaev's attorney referred to him as a teenager and said he was influenced by his older brother. Prosecutors called him a terrorist, saying he was waging jihad with the bombings that killed three and hurt more than 260 people almost 2 years ago, Dave.
Tanya, despite criticism from Congress and Israel about U.S. negotiations with Iran, President Obama insists
this deal is the right thing to do for the United States.
Telling NPR the framework of the deal worked out will keep Iran a year away from building a nuclear bomb for at least a decade. He admits by year 13, Iran could be able to build a weapon quickly. But he says with extensive inspections, the world will have insight into those capabilities. Another Republican senator wants to be president. Rand Paul's ready to enter the 2016 race. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern is live, where he'll announce in Louisville.
First-term Kentucky Republican Rand Paul running as a new breed of Republican, arguing for a smaller U.S. military footprint around the world, more privacy from government eyes.
These are issues that may be libertarian, but they also reach out to independents. They reach out to young kids. And they reach out to a host of new voters that we haven't attracted in the past.
A recent Fox News survey gives Paul high favorability ratings compared to other potential GOP contenders, but still trailing in support. He also faces criticism from hawkish Republicans who say Paul's support for engagement with Cuba and Iran is dangerous. Dave.
Jared, they're used to this at Duke. Celebrating another basketball championship, Duke beat Wisconsin 68-63 to win the NCAA tournament. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
And now, another golf confessional, brought to you by Golfsmith. A man said he recently informed his wife he's going to start waxing his chest, only because the waxing place is right near Golfsmith, and they're about to have trade-in days. For a limited time only, when you trade in your old clubs, you get a 50% bonus towards new ones. He's got a lot of clubs to trade in, so he's going to wax his chest, eyebrows, back, and, well, just check out trade-in days at Golfsmith. Anything for golf.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 1818 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1818.
Howdy, this is Roy Hickman, President CEO with the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce. Please allow me to invite you to join the Chamber and our title sponsor, Reynolds & Reynolds, for our annual job fair being held on Wednesday, April the 8th from 11:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Hilton College Station. Booths for Chamber members are $250. Other employers are welcome at $300. Job seekers will be admitted free of charge. The Chamber's annual job fair, April the 8th at the Hilton College Station. Call 260-5200 for booth information or for any questions.
Don't miss the stirring finale of the BVSO season as Brigadier General Joe Ramirez, Commandant of the Texas A&M University Corps of Cadets, narrates Copeland's inspiring Lincoln portrait. Under the direction of Marcelo Busicki, this concert will be a moving tribute to commemorate the 150th anniversary of the end of the Civil War. Tickets for the April 26th concert are available at bvso.org or by calling 845-1234. The Brazos Valley Symphony Orchestra, making music come alive. Traveling can be stressful. Let GroundShuttle.com transport you to and from the Houston airports with ease. Ground Shuttle is a local company that offers frequent and reliable shuttles between Bryan College Station and both IAH and Hobby airports. Commute in comfort with luxury shuttles with reclining seats, power outlets, and Wi-Fi coming soon. So you can take care of business while we take care of the traffic. With Ground Shuttle, your commute to Houston airports has never been easier. And ask about our in-town charter service and luxury limo service in the new Mercedes S350. GroundShuttle.com. Let us do the driving.
WTAW News Time is 7:04. It's 67 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Zwerneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. Brazos County voters may be able to vote at any location in the county this November. County Clerk Kara McQueen will make her first pitch for the voter center idea this Thursday to the College Station City Council.
If you work at A&M and live in North Bryan, you can vote at a vote center there in College Station and not have to rush to get back home before the 7 p.m. deadline for the polls to close.
McQueen's proposal calls for 25 voting centers this November, then cutting the number by half next year. After action from the city councils, school boards, and the county commission, the proposal will go to the Secretary of State. The theme of the newest sculpture at the Brazos Valley Veterans Memorial is Going Home. Steve Beachy with the Memorial Committee says it depicts two soldiers at the end of the Civil War 150 years ago following the Battle at Appomattox.
There's a Confederate statue, and he'll be depicted as walking south, heading back home. And on the other side of a replica Civil War fence will be the Union soldier, and he's heading home to the north.
Mm-hmm.
And they're kind of looking at each other, and not fondly, but with caution.
Thursday's program starts at 11:30 at Veterans Park. Improper use of a barbecue pit resulted in Bryan firefighters making two trips to a Westside home. Deputy Fire Marshal William Bowes says the occupant at 1414 Beck, located between Jones and Milam schools, originally tried to start Sunday's fire out of the rain.
And in attempting to try to avert any further problems with the liquid being ignited, it actually made matters worse because it spread to the wall through actions they took in somewhat of a panic.
Firefighters returned yesterday to investigate smoke being seen in an attic space. Bouse says power was turned off and the occupants are staying with family members. That was one of two calls for Bryan firefighters yesterday. Bouse says engines went to Sherwood Nursing Home on Memorial Drive after a report of smoke and the alarms were activated.
The staff of Sherwood Nursing Home had done a really excellent job of evacuating all of the people out of the nursing home. They were caring for them outside.
No one was hurt, and the source of the smoke was not found by either the fire department or the alarm company. A homeless man staying with a Bryan woman and her son has admitted to setting their apartment on fire. 56-year-old Carl Felton entered a plea agreement with prosecutors where he was sentenced to 7 years for the arson that took place on New Year's Day last year. The victims were rescued from the second floor after they called 911 and reported Felton blocked their escape. The Bryan man accused of assaulting, robbing, and kidnapping a College Station convenience store clerk 3 weeks ago has now been arrested on a murder charge. College Station police announced 36-year-old Nathaniel Tillery was served an arrest warrant yesterday for the murder of Kevin Garcia. Tillery remains in the Brazos County Jail on bonds totaling just over $1 million. The annual observance of National Public Health Week is underway at the Brazos County Health Department. That means several promotions, including free food handler classes for the first 50 who sign up and free syphilis and rapid HIV tests on Thursday morning. More information is available by contacting the Health Department, which you can find on our website at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 7:08. It's 67 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Zwerneman Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Just like your home's decor and the paint color on your walls, the flooring in your home is an expression of you. At Zwerneman Flooring, our goal is simple. Help every individual client express their style with the very best in flooring selections, price, and service. Whether you're in need of carpet, tile, wood, or stained concrete, Zwerneman Flooring can create a unique floor made just for you. Call Zwerneman Flooring at 776-2800 or click zfloors.net. Express yourself with Zwerneman Flooring, now open Saturdays from 9 to 1.
Hospice Brazos Valley is dedicated to providing the best care for you and your family. Patients receiving hospice care live longer. Early care provides a greater benefit to the patient and family. We are honored to serve and encourage care for someone living with chronic illness. It is a privilege for our staff to care for you in your home, as well as our inpatient facility. Hospice Brazos Valley. Comfort is our specialty. Trust is our promise.
So you've got bed bugs in your blankets, and the weeds have whipped your grass. Those pesky ants are taking over, and the shrubs are growing fast. If your sprinkler system's broken, hey, don't make a dozen calls. We're the ones to trust, because ABC solves it all. You say your trees could use a trimming, and there's landscape to install. Hungry termites feasting on the porch, you don't know who to call. We're specialists, and we're the best for your environment. We're tried and true, still here for you. ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. I'm Joe Orsak, and since 1998, Marblecraft has specialized in the custom fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble bathtubs, showers, and vanities in new and existing homes. Call me today at 846-3881 or drop by our showroom at the corner of Carson and Finfeather in Bryan. From tear out to make ready, Marblecraft can handle your entire project. At Marblecraft, we look forward to the privilege of serving you and your family.
Good morning. It's 7:10. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Morning cloudy this, but it should give way to partial sunshine as the day goes on. It'll be breezy and warm. Highs around 80 today. Partly cloudy, breezy tonight. Lows will be 65 to 70. Clouds move in tomorrow. Breezy, maybe a shower or two. Warm, 80 to 85. Breezy tomorrow night with clouds and maybe a shower, lows near 70. Mostly cloudy and breezy with chance of a shower Thursday. Highs will be around 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit with the big dance finally coming to a close last night with Duke and Wisconsin. Duke won, by the way. A&M baseball gears up for a big game against the number 13 Rice Owls. A&M's baseball is number one in the country. And we also got to look at a local coach from Allen Academy who's making his way to the Southwestern Christian, which is an NAIA school. All that and more coming up in sports. We'll do it for you about 7:50.
So is the big finish. And the women's is
tonight.
Tonight. So how come teams cut down the nets?
Keepsake.
Do you know?
It's a keepsake.
No, but why do they do that?
Because they can.
No.
Because they won.
North Carolina State coach Everett Case did not realize that he was starting a trend in 1947. He just wanted a souvenir. Michael Gluskin wrote a story in USA Today back in 2005 about the origins of the net-cutting traditions. And according to that article, Coach Case was so delighted with his Wolfpack's Southern Conference title win, not the national championship, winning the Southern Conference, he decided to cut down the nets of souvenirs. Of course, being a pioneer is tough. Since Case was the first coach to cut down the nets, arena workers didn't have a ladder at the ready for that big moment. Instead, players had to hoist their coach up on their shoulders so that he could cut down the nets. Case might not have been the true inventor of the net-cutting tradition. While he deservedly gets credit for being the college coach who popularized the net-cutting ritual, some sources, including Tim Peeler's Legends of North Carolina State Basketball, claim that Case actually brought the tradition with him from Indiana, where he had been a hugely successful high school coach before coming to Raleigh. So, there you are. That's the guy, apparently, who made it all happen.
That's cool.
Yeah. That's why you listen, so you can hear stuff like that. So, I'm driving the other day in Bryan, over by the golf course, okay? And I go under Finfeather. And I'm going to go up, to get on Finfeather and head into downtown Bryan. And it is there that it's time for me to turn onto a street called Willis Van Hook.
Yes.
Well, do you know about Willis Van Hook?
Well, I know that's the street name
right
there.
Right. It's called Willis Van Hook. So, folks, if you're headed west on Briarcrest, Villa Maria. And you want to get up onto Finfeather now, as you have to, you take a little curvy road right there. And that little curvy road is Willis Van Hook. So, I mean, I'd never heard of Willis Van Hook, so have to go look him up, right? Because that's what we do. He was born in 1820 in North Carolina, a former slave who came to Bryan between 1866 and 1868. And he was founder of the Lee Chapel United Methodist Church and one of the first African Americans to serve on what was then the Bryan City Council. He was, in fact, appointed by the governor, E.J. Davis, as one of the first aldermen in Bryan. He was a blacksmith by trade. He had a farm and a home that was located near Highway 21 North and near Highway 21 and North Texas Avenue. So that is who Willis Van Hook is. And I don't know, Van Hook is probably a Dutch name. He may have taken the name of the guy who was his owner. I mean, I have no idea about that. But there you go. That's the story of Willis Van Hook.
It's pretty nifty. Yeah,
that's cool.
I think it is kind of fun. He died in 1907. So anyway, so that got me to looking around about different stuff. And, you know, you drive around Houston and those towns around there and you wonder how they got their names. And it's interesting because, you know, if you look at it, Houston's one of the biggest cities in America that doesn't have zoning. They kind of pride themselves on that.
Mm-hmm.
And so as a result, it really was a patchwork quilt in a lot of different ways. And so they came up with these other areas. And so in alphabetical order, here's some of the areas around and how they got their names. Aldine was a stop on the International Great Northern Railroad in the 1890s. It was named after a family who owned a farm near there. They don't know much about the family, but that's the reason it was called that. And then there's Alief. In 1894, that community was surveyed and named Derry, Texas. But there already was another town in Texas named Derry. So the Postal Service started calling the town Alief in honor of the first lady postmaster there. Alief Moselle McGee. So that's how Alief got its name.
That's neat.
Yep. Can you imagine returning home there and just smelling that fresh dairy air?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Had to go find
much.
It. Alvin. In 1872, the Santa Fe Railroad hired Alvin Morgan to supervise its cattle operations in the area, and he built the community's first house. So they just, you know, originally the town was called Morgan, but there was another city in Texas that was named Morgan, so they had to go to the first name. So they figured that was the next best thing.
Yeah.
Baytown makes sense. Burnett Bay, Crystal Bay, Scott Bay, Mitchell Bay, Black Duck Bay, San Jacinto Bay, Tabs Bay, Galveston Bay. Have any other questions? That's why it's Baytown. Bel Air. The Burlington Railroad executive named William Wright Baldwin founded Bel Air after purchasing the Rice Ranch back in 1908. The promotional material that he put out claimed Baldwin named the community for the fresh breezes that blew through, and it reminded him of his hometown of Bel Air, Ohio. So he changed the name. Yeah. By the way, that's how Pasadena got its name, too. Now, think about Pasadena now, okay? Have you been to Pasadena? It's really there in Deer Park. It's not safe to light a cigarette. But anyway, tell me, Pasadena, California was named for the Chippewa Indian word for valley. And the Texas town's pre-industrial, that's very important, lushness, apparently reminded the early developers of the California community. So,
at which point you have to look and go, what the hell happened here?
Because it ain't like that at all. Friendswood, at the turn of the century, a group of Quakers bought about 1,500 acres of land along the county line between Harris and Galveston, Harris County and Galveston County. 60 years later, they called the wooded area home. The Quakers, also known as the Society of Friends, thus Friends Wood. This one's pretty simple. The Heights in Houston, duh. It's 23 feet higher than downtown, so it's the Heights. Humble was founded by Pleasant Smith Humble, a ferry boat operator on the San Jacinto River who arrived before the Civil War. Jersey Village began in 1953 when a farmer who was a dairy farmer named Clark W. Henry decided to develop the area. One story is that he named the neighborhood after his Jersey cows, which would make sense. Katy, there are two theories here. Either Katy was named for the Missouri, Kansas, and Texas Railroad, which was called the KT by railroad officials,
mm-hmm.
or it was named for a barkeeper's wife. I like that one better.
Yeah, I do too.
Montrose is named for the historic town in Scotland by J.W. Link, who is from the Houston Land Corporation. And let's see. And Tomball, originally called Peck, Texas, Tomball was renamed in honor of Thomas Henry Ball, who was a big supporter of the Houston Ship Channel. So ran for governor in 1914. There you are. Just a little stuff.
Very interesting.
Yeah, as you're driving through. See, you amaze your kids with that sometimes. They'll go, oh, way to go, Mom. Way to go, Dad. Where'd you hear that? So.
Yeah, next time you're driving through, just throw that up.
Exactly. Just act like you knew it all your life, right? That's the thing to do. The Recording Industry Association of America has updated its all-time album sales list. You know, for the first time ever, we have somebody so young that I can't ask them if they own the album. You know what I'm saying? Do you own any albums at all, Patrick?
Yeah, of course I do.
Albums? Like vinyl?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, okay. All right, yeah. I don't know that I own very many anymore, but... all right, so in some version... we'll do Yep, Yep, Nope, Nope on the top three. Okay.
Okay.
Number nine is Rumors, Fleetwood Mac. 20 million copies sold.
Nope.
Yeah.
You said the top three.
Oh, okay. Yeah, gotcha. It doesn't matter. Sorry. Number eight is Come On Over from Shania Twain at 20. Double Live is Garth Brooks. Number 20 with 21 million is number seven. Number six is Back in Black, AC/DC. Number five is The Greatest Hits Volumes 1 and 2 of Billy Joel, sold 23 million copies, as did The Wall from Pink Floyd. I got that one. Who doesn't?
So far, I'm four. I got
all
four
right,
of
here
them.
Here are your top three. Led Zeppelin IV.
Nope.
Nope.
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
23 million. Number two is Thriller, Michael Jackson, at 29 million.
Nope.
Nope.
I have owned it. I don't own it now.
Yeah. And number one, got to be three yeps. Their greatest hit, 71 to 75, still it's the Eagles at 29 million copies.
By proxy, I played it on my parents' turntable.
I have it by proxy.
Yeah, I had two copies of it, matter of fact.
Oh, yeah?
You run a hole through the first one?
Had a vinyl and CD. No, and then got CD after that. Just saying. So.
Does cassettes count?
Yeah, no kidding. Think about that.
Because several of those I had on cassette.
Yeah. A-track.
Nope.
No, A-track. Okay. A-track.
I had Deanna the Belmonts on A-track.
Really?
Yep.
The first new car I bought had an A-track in it. Yeah. That was all right. Patrick's going, what are you old people talking about?
No, I've played with A-tracks before.
Well, yes, as a curiosity. That was
exactly. Yeah. That's exactly what it was.
That was the choice that we
Sony
had.
Sony lost and lost hard.
So if you thought that you were a rebel because you're sneaking a bottle of water through the airport security, think again. There's a woman who tried to sneak 55 snakes, 35 lizards, 7 turtles, 6 lemurs, 2 monkeys, and a pear tree, and what is believed to be a baby leopard, all in her suitcase. How could they get along in there?
Because it was a baby leopard.
I can't imagine. Anyway.
If it was more than a baby leopard, there wouldn't be anything left.
And apparently,
tail out of my face.
But she was taking it from Indonesia to Moscow. That's got to be a long flight. She checked the bag, so all the animals, either in cloth bags or in tiny cages, were in the hold of the airplane. If the little cat turns out to be what experts think, it might be an endangered species, and...
That's no good.
That's right. We're talking 7 years in prison minimum, so we'll see how that works out. 7:22 right now. Being well-educated doesn't necessarily mean you'll be happy with your life. Okay, there you go.
I'm safe then.
Yep, new and feeling better about it.
Yes, sir. Yes.
New research of more than 17,000 people in England. But they wake up every day with bad teeth, so that hurts. Anyway, found that people are more likely to feel happy and contented with their lives because of the way they deal with problems and challenges, especially when it comes to relationship issues. U.S. News and World Report says the findings surprised researchers because they really expected higher levels of education to have an effect on happiness, but apparently not the case. So there you are. If you're happy and you're stupid, clap your hands, right?
Maybe some sunshine.
Okay. That's
what the?
I don't know. I hit a wrong button.
Exploded.
I like the idea of if you're happy and you're stupid, clap your hands.
Yeah.
Batteries plus bulbs. Save up to $10 on Duracell Ultra Lawn and Garden batteries after mail-in rebate. Located in Bryan in front of the new Walmart and in College Station. Batteries plus bulbs. Trust the plus. See batteriesplus.com for details and limitations. Amish Furniture for Generations brings you quality and beauty of solid wood furniture that you'll enjoy for generations to come. Kent is at show and will be bringing back all kinds of new furniture for your dining room, bedroom, family room, and office. These exquisite handcrafted pieces are made from solid woods with special details that transform furniture into heirlooms. So get ready to see all the new pieces at Amish Furniture for Generations. Stop by soon on Boonville Road, just past Kroger in the Old Town Boonville Shopping Center.
At Brazos Valley Flooring Design, when we make a promise, we keep it. That's why we offer the best warranties in the business, including a no-questions-asked guarantee.
We know a flooring purchase is a big deal, and we want you to be completely satisfied.
We can do that because we have the most experience around and over 1 million square feet of inventory to choose from. At Brazos Valley Flooring Design, we offer the largest selection at the best prices.
And that's a promise.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 724. Does a pilot need a key to start an airplane? In some cases, yes. We'll talk about that in the next half hour. One out of five U.S. Americans sporting a tattoo today, which means, of course, four out of five of us are not. Among those with a tattoo, most have never regretted getting a tattoo. 86%. That's a big number. And 3 in 10 say it makes them feel more sexy. 30%. 1/4 says having a tattoo makes them feel rebellious. See, and as an old guy, that's what we would think. That's the first thing you'd think is either somebody who's in the Navy or, it's rebellion. 21% say both it makes them feel more attractive. 16% say it makes them feel stronger and more spiritual. So there you are. At least 2 in 5 say that people with tattoos are less attractive. 45% actually. 1/4 says that people with tattoos are less intelligent. That's interesting. However, having a tattoo seems to make little difference in non-tattooed people's perception regarding strength and athletic ability. 82% say that it makes no difference whatsoever. Well, but if you see an athlete who's tatted up, you don't think that the tats are going to make them more or less athletic, do you? Wouldn't make any sense to me. Anyway.
As most of them now do.
Yeah, most of them do. That's true. And half of those without tattoos say people with tattoos are more rebellious. A clear 50%. That's
I'm a rebel.
Poll. So there. And, you know, again, it's I think the age of the person who is looking at the tatted person, that's definitely going to make a difference. But the first thing that obviously old guys like me think is, oh, that's rebellion. But, as more and more people do it and spend a lot of money. I mean, that's a big business.
Oh, yeah.
Have we had it? I've never seen any numbers, but, I mean, that's got to be just a multi-million dollar business.
It would be very difficult because how many tattoo parlors do we have here? Five or six?
Yeah, right, yeah. And it's hard to be able to track what that is. And I don't know, do you comparison shop for at a...
No.
It's all word of mouth, is that right?
Yes.
Well, not on price, on art.
But yes.
You do comparison shop.
Hello?
Has anyone ever seen a woman made more attractive by the addition of a tattoo?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it depends.
Have you?
Depends on the woman, depends on the tattoo. It's just a different
persona. I'd agree with
persona.
That. I'd agree with that.
Yeah.
By the way, the Army has passed new regulations. They are now allowing lower back tattoos. We know what those are called, but that's, yes, they apparently... No, they announced that directive yesterday.
So, oh, wow.
Yeah, no, that's fresh news there. But again, and I think there are a lot of law enforcement who allow, as long as they're not visible, obviously, allow tattoos as well. And I guess that some people have to end up wearing long-sleeve shirts in the summertime. But yeah. Nonetheless, those are the decisions. But it'd be interesting to know what kind of a financial impact that has on. And obviously, a growing part of that segment would be tattoo removal as that technology moves forward.
But judging by what you said, most everybody likes what they've got.
At least right now. Yeah, that's true. The ones who have it for this time. As long... Well, you know, they didn't get that job at one of the big CPA firms because of the lizard on their neck. Well, yeah, that could be a problem. Mm-hmm. All right, here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Well, temps almost like yesterday. Actually, the weather almost like yesterday. Up in the lower 80s, about 82 or so, and windy, 10 to 15 miles an hour, maybe gusting up to 20 miles an hour. And we'll continue that for the next few days. And we end up having a chance of showers coming into the forecast starting on Thursday all the way through Saturday, anywhere from 40 to 60%, depending on different situations. Low each night around 68, and we're at 68 right now.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Well, according to the Associated Press, Economics 101 has been overturned. The normal rules that govern strong economic growth are suddenly not working. Steady hiring is supposed to lead to robust economic growth. Cheap gasoline prices supposed to lead to increased consumer spending. Falling unemployment supposed to force wages to go up. Low mortgage rates supposed to lead to more home purchases. And finally, America's economic might is supposed to benefit its workers. Yet, says AP, all of those common assumptions about how an economy thrives appear to have broken down during the first 3 months of the year. Average paychecks are falling. There are no tangible results after a full year of solid hiring. The restaurant industry cutting back on hiring, even though gas prices are down. The manufacturing and construction industries are losing jobs. AP blames five factors: a long, cold winter, strong dollar, oil prices are too low, causing layoffs, meager pay raises, and advances in automation and technology. What total rot gut! We have had long, cold winters and a strong dollar before in strong economies. Low gas prices should help grow the economy, not hurt it. It's common sense. AP willfully ignores these facts. Obamacare is the single biggest job killer this nation has ever seen. Millions more part-time jobs does not constitute solid hiring. The reason the economy is still tanking, in one word, it's Obama. Barack Hussein O.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
All you know is the phones aren't ringing and you're not getting enough new customers to grow your business. That makes marketing your business online even more crucial. But where do you start? Who can you turn to for sound advice on implementing a marketing program that works? You need YP. YP is the largest marketing agency for small business in America. Starting as the Yellow Pages over 100 years ago, YP powers local businesses with marketing services ranging from web design to search engine marketing. You're the expert in your business, but you don't have to be the expert in online marketing. YP can do that. And they're giving you a free online business listing, an essential first step to having customers find you. 80 million potential customers visit YP.com and the YP app each month. And if you're not there, they can't find you. Discover the power that is YP. Claim your free listing and have customers find your business today. Visit MyFreeYP.com. MyFreeYP.com. MyFreeYP.com.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon, which means less real estate for your buying dollar. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
3 years before the founding of Texas A&M, AMCO Insurance was insuring cotton barges carrying cargo on the Brazos River. Today, our clients include farmers and ranchers, large industry and major corporations, as well as the store around the corner. Customer service and the best insurance products and services are our primary focus. We have the experience to help your business in today's stressful times. Visit AMCO Insurance at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan or call us at 776-AMCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:32. It's 68 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by the 30 Minutes or Less ER Service Pledge, only at College Station Medical Center. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The ability to vote anywhere in Brazos County on Election Day this November is going before the city councils and school boards in College Station and Bryan. County Clerk Karen McQueen says state law has progressed to allowing vote centers on all elections.
The idea behind vote centers is to not limit the voter to a specific polling place on election day. Everything from the primary, the runoff, to generals, to amendments, to schools are on the list.
After action by the councils, school boards, and the county commission, the final say rests with the Secretary of State.
Since all the elections are done in November, we are really hoping that all the other entities will get on board, because it is going to be for the benefit of the voters. It will be easier for them to vote and not have to, as I said, rush home to get to their precinct.
McQueen proposes 25 voting sites this November, then reducing the number next year by half. A Bryan nursing home was evacuated yesterday following a report of smoke and fire alarms being activated. Deputy Fire Marshal William Bouse complimented the staff at Sherwood Nursing Home on Memorial Drive.
That's something that can't be stressed enough on these places that have staff, whether it's a preschool, whether it's a nursing home, any kind of place like that, that
evacuation during an emergency is just really an important thing.
The cause of the alarm was not determined by inspectors for the fire department or the alarm company. Bryan firefighters also made two calls to a house fire on Beck Street located between Milam and Jones Schools. Bouse says the original call on Sunday during rainy weather was the result of the occupant lighting a barbecue under some eaves. The fire rekindled yesterday after the fire got into the siding and in the attic.
The occupants are going to have to get an engineer or a licensed contractor to open up that wall and see if there is any structural damage behind the wall. And there is some members up in the attic that have some charring to them, and that will have to be decided by a professional as to what has to be replaced.
Bouse says the family is staying with relatives. The man who set fire on New Year's Day last year then kept a Bryan woman and her son from leaving their apartment is headed to prison. The Brazos County District Attorney's Office reached a plea agreement with 56-year-old Carl Felton, who admitted to igniting phone books placed on top of a stove, then blocked the victims from leaving until after police arrived. Felton, who was staying with the victims and is listed in jail and court records as being homeless, was sentenced to 7 years for the arson. It's been 3 weeks since a College Station convenience store clerk was beaten and robbed while on the job. Yesterday, the man in jail accused of those crimes was arrested for the murder of Kevin Garcia. 36-year-old Nathaniel Tillery is now being held on bonds totaling just over $1 million. Garcia was working outside the Exxon at University in the freeway the early morning of March 17th when he was assaulted, robbed, kidnapped, and driven in the bed of his pickup to Fort Worth. Garcia died 3 days later. It's been 6 months since the Brazos County Health Department started tracking seasonal flu cases. The running total is at nearly 2,900, compared to more than 1,500 last year. For the week ending March 28th, there were only 19 cases. That's the fewest since before Thanksgiving last year. The 150th anniversary of the Civil War battle at Appomattox will be honored Thursday morning with the unveiling of the newest sculpture at the Brazos Valley Veterans Memorial.
The theme of this particular memorial is going home. And that's one thing that any service member of any era would always cherish, is that time when they actually went home.
Steve Beachy with the Veterans Memorial says the Civil War sculpture has two soldiers walking away from a fence, one on the Confederate Army going south and one from the Union headed north. The memorial program is Thursday morning at 11:30 at Veterans Park.
The Brazos Valley Symphony is bringing a string quintet that will perform selections from their upcoming Civil War tribute concert, which is going to take place on April 26th. They'll play Ashiken's Farewell, which is the theme from the Ken Burns series.
The program also includes Civil War reenactors and remarks from Baylor historian Michael Parrish. After a week's delay, state senators began considering a contentious plan to repeal a Texas law granting in-state public university tuition to the children of some people in the United States illegally. Democrats and Hispanic advocacy groups champion the law, while Republicans in the GOP-controlled legislature have pledged to end it. While the repeal should eventually clear the Senate, its chances in the House could make this far murkier. State lawmakers are hearing about the momentous goals of the Higher Education Coordinating Board for increasing the educated workforce. Commissioner Raymond Paredes says they've made some significant progress over the past 15 years.
As of the fall 2014, we have added 590,000 more students to higher education than we had in 2000. That's an extraordinary leap. Our goal is to hit 630,000 by the time we get the final data for fall enrollments in 2015.
Still, Paredes says Texas ranks 8th out of the 10 largest states in the percentage of citizens going to college. He says their next strategic plan calls for 60% of people between 25 and 34 to have some sort of post-secondary credential by 2030. WTAW News Time is 7:37. It's 68 degrees. This look at news brought to you by College Station Medical Center. More news at 8 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Medical Center, we understand that life is too short to spend hours in an ER waiting room, and we know that in an emergency, minutes really do matter. So our entire team is committed to working diligently to have you initially seen by a clinical professional in 30 minutes or less, because we think you should spend less time waiting and more time feeling better. The 30 minutes or less ER service pledge, only at College Station Medical Center. If you're experiencing a medical emergency, call 911.
Hi, I'm Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more mature lawyers in the Brazos Valley. Now, if you have real estate problems, I'm one that you can come and see. I'm certified as a commercial real estate lawyer, and so in my career, I have handled just about everything. The other day, I had a client come in, turned out to be a developer. He's developing a small tract of land, and he needed an experienced lawyer to help him draft the earnest money contract for each of the purchasers of his property. I handled everything and got it done within a week at a very low fee. And so he was very pleased with what we were able to achieve. He brought the buyer in. There was no real estate broker involved. And so if you have someone that you know is looking for a real experienced real estate lawyer, have him call Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more experienced lawyers in the entire Brazos Valley.
Contact Cletus Cowboy Davis at 779-7200 or visit familyandestatelaw.com.
Hey folks, how's your lawn looking? Neighbors jealous? Well, they can be. This is Bobby Jenkins of ABC Home and Commercial Services. With ABC's year-round lawn mowing and care program, the lawns we manage in Aggieland are consistently healthy. Our economical program uses efficient, slow-release turf enrichment products, great equipment, and our routes are staffed with skilled crews. That means a great-looking lawn at a great price. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home.
Good morning. It's 7:40, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Here's some numbers.
Clouds this morning, maybe some sunshine this afternoon, breezy and up around 80 today. Partly cloudy, breezy tonight, low 65 to 70. Clouds tomorrow, breezy. There may even be a few showers, highs anywhere from 80 to 85 through tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy and breezy. The chance of a shower, lows near 70. During Thursday, we'll see clouds. It'll be breezy. There's the chance of a couple of showers. Highs Thursday around 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Like we said about 2 months ago, eight is enough. Eight is enough.
When half of them are freshmen, you're not kidding. That's Mike Krzyzewski. Following the big win last night, Duke is the national champion for NCAA basketball. And in baseball, gearing up to take on 13 Rice later on this evening. And a local coach making his way to the college ranks. Back to the college ranks. All that and more coming up in sports. We'll do it for you coming up in about 10 minutes or so.
Chances of rain in the forecast, at least as they tell us right now, about 20% for tomorrow night. 50% on Thursday during the day. 40% on Thursday night, then 50% all day Friday night, and up to a 60% chance of rain on Saturday. Sunday, a 60% chance, too. So, anyway, we'll see what happens. That's all in all not perfect, but it is what it is. So, with that, here's car washing news.
Oh, okay.
Or car washing thoughts, okay.
As opposed to shower thoughts?
Yes, these are the common mistakes that amateur car washers make using dishwashing soap. This will strip your wax and dry out your trim. Use an automotive shampoo designed for cars. Using bath towels to dry your car. They can add swirls and other imperfections to the paint. Use microfiber towels. Using a kitchen sponge, you should use a sheepskin wash mitt or other device to prevent swirls and other damage.
A chamois?
Chamois is a word. And it always felt so slimy, you know.
Now,
back in the day, there used to be, what they'd do is they'd get an old oil, a lube drum, you know, that they'd used and they'd emptied out. They'd fill it with water and they'd have a crank on the top of it. And you'd reach in there and get you out one of those chamois and run it through the ringer. But of course you can't do that anymore because people would get their fingers caught in the gears or they wouldn't know how it worked or they'd try to squeeze it out. So I can't do that. Once again, we drank out of a water hose. How are we still alive?
Exactly.
How are we still alive? And also washing your car or truck or van in the direct sunlight can cause water spotting on your paint. Well, it also just shows you're stupid. If it's 114 degrees outside, you want to be under a shade tree to be doing that, okay? But ultimately, that apparently takes away the finish of your car as well. As water evaporates, it often leaves behind calcium and other minerals. Oh, well, maybe we should just use Evian when we wash our cars. That'd take care of it, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Anyway, wash in the shade as the sun is rising or just as the sun is setting. Right. If washing in the shade is not an option, then rinse frequently as possible so that you're only washing small sections and then rinsing it off. Everything in this world has to be done just so. You know what I mean?
Yeah, or pay someone else $20 to do it.
Yeah,
for
you could do that. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, this is a message for the guys that are on WTAW between 6 and 6.
Thanks for calling again.
6:25
ish.
I turned the radio this morning to WTAW because I wanted to have some music while I was on the elliptical, like the treadmill kind of stuff. And so far, since 6 o'clock, all I've had is the two guys talking and talking and laughing at their jokes and stuff.
No.
So I'm hoping it's maybe just a deal that happens on Tuesdays. That it's not going to be that way every morning, because I'd like to have it on WTAW. But don't worry about calling me back. Okay. I just was wanting to let you know that there's a bunch of us that would like to hear music on the radio, not just stuff. You know.
Oh,
stuff.
We got lots of
stuff.
That's not that pressing.
Yeah.
Thanks.
You
bye.
Bet. Bye. Bye.
Old T-Swift.
Yeah. I'll see out too late. Got nothing in my brain.
Oh, my.
What? Don't we want a workout song? Come on.
That's what people say. I go on too many dates.
Of all the songs in the world.
Well, because nobody's viewed this on YouTube, you know. I think as of yesterday, it only had 713 million views. So, you know, well.
I needed that today.
Did you? Well,
yeah,
see.
Yeah, that was fun.
Look at that. See? Hello?
Okay, that's enough. I like to listen to y'all talk.
Thank you so much.
Hello?
Hey, two things real quick. First thing, she can't count. There's three of y'all, not two.
Yeah.
And the second thing is, if you wash underneath a tree right now, you get a nice green hue.
You know, that's a really good point. You're exactly right. Yeah, it's a nonstop event. Hello.
Yeah, you do know what Evian spelled backwards is.
Yes, I do. Yep. Yeah, thank you.
Yep. Hey, speaking of spelling, you know what you find right in the middle of the word hurricane?
All right.
An I.
Oh, very
How
nice.
How fun is that?
Where'd you get that?
A shower thought.
See that terrible? I didn't think you came up with that. Horrible. That's a. You should have just said, "Well, I thought of it." What do you think?
No, it's right there.
At it. Yeah, I mean, duh. It doesn't take any to come up with that. All right. Yeah, I like the idea of washing under the car. You're liable to get any number of things on there right now. It's 7:46.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. That's the service you receive from Flying V Rentals. If your oil field or construction site is in need of porta-potties, man lifts, forklifts, trash trailers, lighting, or generators, Flying V Rentals is the only call you need to make. With quality equipment, fast service, and integrity in everything they do, Flying V Rentals wants to earn your business with their 24-7, 365 service guarantee. Visit Flying V Rentals.com or call 512-466-2975. Flying V Rentals, your only call for oil field and construction site rentals.
Where's the best place to store my stuff?
Welcome to Metro Mini Storage. Our storage sizes range from small to enormous. Metro Mini Storage is completely gated with a dual security system. There are climate and non-climate controlled units. Plus, you get the use of a free truck when you move in. Metro Mini Storage on Texas Avenue at Deacon and College Station next to Burger King. Metro Mini Storage. Call 695-8800 or online at metroministorage.net.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Do you know your child's money personality? Well, if not, stay tuned to learn a way to prevent conflict with your children over their spending habits. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Money personalities is the term financial experts Scott and Bethany Palmer use to describe one of four ways a child handles money. Yesterday, I shared the first two, savers and spenders. Today, I want to tell you about the security seeker. These are the ones that plan for the future. They save money for a rainy day and refuse to touch a penny until that day comes. Your challenge as a parent is to teach them how to find balance. Applaud them for their careful planning, but help them to learn it's okay to feel comfortable using their money for other things. The final personality is the risk taker. As these children grow older, they'll have big dreams and make money decisions easily, almost too easily. Risk takers aren't emotionally attached to their stuff, so they don't hesitate to jump at opportunities that come along. But watch out. Risk takers can make great things happen, but they're just as likely to buy their friend's broken down motorcycle on a whim. So what's your child's money personality? Understanding your son or daughter's tendencies as a saver, a spender, a security seeker, or that risk taker will make navigating money issues a lot easier. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
My golden retriever, Sundance, is a lot more playful now. She has more pep and energy than I've seen in years.
Tons of energy. Petey is having fun again. He's got a shiny coat and a good healthy weight.
Molly's been having 4 scoops a day. She pushes her little bowl all the way across the room, emptying every last single crumb. She has slimmed down and gotten this puppy look.
She's got life. She's got energy. She's got stuff to give.
We get asked all the time when we're at shows, how do you get your dog so healthy and shiny and glossy?
DINOVITE .com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Family will be on Dynavite for the rest of his life.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite. If it's working, don't quit.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE .com.
Looking to earn college credit in less than 3 weeks? Then try a mini-mester class at Blinn College. With a wide variety of courses offered on campus and online, the mini-mester doesn't have to interfere with your break, and it definitely won't break the bank. Blinn's mini-mester courses are a fraction of the cost, and most transfer seamlessly into your university degree plan. Take a class you need for your transcript, or simply try something new. Register today at blinn.edu. Blinn College. Proven.
Honey, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Visiting Angels. It is 7:50. If you've ever had trouble dancing with your partner and giving the lead one way or the other, you were in great deal of pleasure last night as the lead changed 16 times. And the Duke Blue Devils are the national champions for the fifth time, following a 68-63 victory over Wisconsin in Indianapolis.
Jones deep to top of the key. No, it's a three, and it's good. Jones with three fingers up and his mouth agape as he backs down the floor. Duke leading 66-58.
Freshman Tyrus Jones scored 13 of his 23 points in the final 11 minutes after the Blue Devils fell behind. Another freshman, Grayson Allen, provided 10 of his 16 in the second half. The championship is the fourth for Coach Krzyzewski, and here are his thoughts following the win.
Most of all, I want to thank my team. They showed such grit tonight. Our bench was spectacular. Like we said about 2 months ago, eight is enough. Eight is enough.
It certainly is enough when you consider that four of those eight were actually freshmen. The number one Texas A&M baseball team will begin a pivotal 9-game homestand this evening as they host the number 13 Rice Owls. Following the 9-game stretch that includes 3-game series against Mississippi State and Arkansas, the Aggies will play 10 of their last 14 on the road, so they'll need to strike while the iron is hot. The Aggie hitters have been striking quite well, blasting 10 home runs in the last 3 games, including 5 last Tuesday when they shellacked Sam Houston State. Freshman righty Turner Larkin takes the bump for the Aggies, pregame set for 6 and the first pitch at 6:35, all of it on Sports Radio 1150 The Zone. The 22nd-ranked Texas A&M softball team gets back to work against UT San Antonio at the Aggie Softball Complex. First pitch for that game at 6:30, and you can catch it on News Talk 1620 WTAW. From TheEagle.com, Allen Academy boys basketball coach and athletic director Dave Bliss, who orchestrated the school's change in private school associations and made the Rams a powerhouse in the new league, is returning to the college ranks. Bliss, the controversial former Division I coach who landed at Allen after a scandal at Baylor, has agreed to become the men's basketball coach at Southwestern Christian, which is an NAIA school in Bethany, Oklahoma. It was opening day yesterday for Major League Baseball, and Sonny Gray carried a no-hitter into the eighth inning last night as the Oakland Athletics shut out the Texas Rangers 8-0. Gray allowed just two base runners before Ryan Rua broke up the no-hitter to lead off the eighth inning. Yovani Gallardo took the loss for Texas and gave up four runs in four innings of work. Rangers skip Jeff Banister said Texas just had no answer for the A's starter.
You know, give credit to Sonny Gray. I mean, he pitched very well tonight and kept us off balance, was able to use his fastball well in and out and up and down. And we did barrel him, a number of times and came away empty-handed except for the one hit by Rua. We'll get back at him again tomorrow night, though.
Down in H-Town on opening day.
Now the 1-2 to Springer. That's a line drive on one hop pass. Ramirez and into left field. Altuve around third coming home. Throw by Brantley is cut off. Altuve scores.
Dallas Keuchel outdueled American League Cy Young Award winner Corey Kluber to give the Houston Astros a 2-0 win over the Cleveland Indians last night. Keuchel allowed three hits and struck out four in seven innings of work. Kluber didn't allow a hit until Jose Altuve's soft single that you just heard with two outs in the sixth. In the NHL,
shooting it, save Stalock, Ben finds the rebound, can't crank it home, and they do! Eaves was batting away in front, it's 2-0 Dallas. I think Stalock thought he had that puck.
That was one of two for Jamie Benn in the Dallas Stars' 5-1 win over the San Jose Sharks. Colton Sevier, Patrick Eaves, and Ryan Garbutt also scored for the Stars, who have won seven of their last eight road games, but both teams were mathematically eliminated last night from the NHL playoff picture. And finally, the A&M Consolidated Tigers soccer team threw everything but the kitchen sink at Tom Bowl Memorial, but couldn't make a dent. Memorial advances to the Class 5A Region 3 tournament with a 1-0 win over the Tigers. And that's been a look at your sports, brought to you by Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Home Care. For living assistant caregivers specializing in memory care, go to visitingangels.com. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620. WTAW.
You know, just walk back in. I heard you say eliminated from contention, championship contention. You're talking about the Astros? Is that it? They were done?
No, they won.
I know they did. I'm just funning.
Right now, the Astros are undefeated.
That's right, they are. And they have the smallest payroll in Major League Baseball, along with the Miami Marlins or whatever.
And the best record in the state.
Yeah, that's all that going on. Yeah, okay, well.
Hey, look, as an Astros fan, you dig for what you can.
Hold your breath, yeah.
During countless hunting and fishing trips, Dad taught me about life and being a man. I've never forgotten those words of wisdom, but now that Dad is starting to forget things, I know that as a man, it's my responsibility to make sure he's taken care of. That's why I'm so thankful for Visiting Angels. Dad loves having Courtney around to help him with dinner, keep the house tidy, and just have some company. And he gets to keep living in the house he knows and loves. There are angels among us. Visiting Angels. Call Visiting Angels today to find the perfect memory care specialized caregiver for your loved one. VisitingAngels.com.
Just as a friendly reminder, Mother's Day will be here before you know it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Maybe you have a first-time mom in your house. Well, guys, I tell you what, David Gardner designs jewelry for any special occasion. And of course, one of the things he's done for years has been something that's related to family or children, and obviously they can customize something for you there, but they also can create a piece of jewelry. If you've got something in mind that you'd like to do, then let David and the staff go to work at it. Even though he's been doing this kind of thing for, 35 years or so, still enjoys grabbing a pencil and going to work on some sort of a design and kind of take you through that. So if you've got something in mind that you'd like to see them create, they can certainly do it for you, David Gardner's. But also check and see what they have there. Maybe you want to go with just basics for Mother's Day. That's okay, too, you know. I believe that diamond studs are still pretty popular for your ears. I think that still works pretty well. But if you want to do something other than that, they'll be glad to help you. Don't forget they're an authorized Rolex dealer as well, and they have authorized Rolex service. That's David Gardner's 911 University.
Time is money, and you can save a lot of time by turning that two-day business trip into a one-day business trip with Brazos Valley Flight Services. Their air taxi takes the stress out of traveling. Your trip will be quicker than driving, and unlike major airlines, there are no long lines, connections, or lost luggage because you don't need luggage for a one-day trip. Save time and money with BVFS. Call 979-260-6322 or click bvfs.net.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's a couple of minutes till the Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by your number one Kubota dealer. That's Norma G Tractor. Go to normagtractor.com. Temperatures today, pretty much same thing as we had yesterday, and it will be about 82 or so, and windy. Winds out of the south at about 10 to 15, gusting up to 20 miles an hour. 68 for a low temperature tonight. And then on Wednesday, looking at mostly cloudy skies and high temperature, again, about 83 and windy. Then the rain comes into the forecast. It's a 20% chance of rain on Friday, and then 50% on Wednesday, then 50% chance of rain on Thursday and Thursday night, 50% on Friday and Friday night, then 60% on Saturday and Sunday. Well, if you're planning on getting married at the new Graceland Wedding Chapel in Las Vegas, know this.
Thanks for the heads up.
Sure. There will be no Elvis impersonators.
What?
Yeah.